Hello everyone, this is Anna Gandrabura, aka English, and as I like to say, I'm going to teach you some English. In this episode, I'm going to talk about common phrases for daily conversations in English. Phrase number one, what do you think? I know, you may think that it's super easy, but trust me, I would say that 90% of non-native English speakers, they don't say this phrase correctly because they say, how do you think? It's not how do you think, it's what do you think when you ask, when you want to hear someone else's opinion on a topic. How do you think would require you to say something, to answer with something like, with my brain. How do you think with my brain? But what do you think, it's what's your opinion. Next phrase, how does that sound? So if you suggest an idea or if you suggest doing something and you want to hear what the other person thinks about it, you can ask the question, how does that sound, right? So instead of saying, what do you think all the time, how does that sound? This is particularly when you are suggesting doing something. And if, for example, that person likes your idea, you may hear that they say, that sounds great. Or even better, that sounds fantastic. So how does that sound? That sounds great. That sounds fantastic. Okay, phrase number four. I think I did not mention that I have prepared 14 phrases. Okay, so phrase number four, never mind. Never mind, let's say you are like you're not interested in something, or let's say it's you just don't want to discuss it anymore, you just want to move forward in the conversation, you would say, ah, never mind, you know? So like, it doesn't matter, really, it doesn't matter, forget about it. Oh, never mind, that's what you say. Another thing that you can also use never mind when, let's say, you are explaining something and you see like that person doesn't understand what you're saying and you're still trying to explain this idea, and like let's say you have explained it over and over again and still you couldn't get to the point, and then you just want to drop this topic, you just want to drop to explain in it, and then you just say never mind, you know, like doesn't matter really. Okay, next phrase, I'm learning English. First of all, here, what I'd like to draw your attention to is, it's not I'm studying English, both are correct. However, when you say I'm learning English, you just want to emphasize that you are improving your English. When you say I'm studying English, it means that you're sitting with a book and you're studying an English lesson. You see the difference here? So, the phrase that I recommend you use in daily conversations is I'm learning English, especially when you want to show the person that maybe you need some help, or you just want to show that you're not a total beginner and that you can actually maintain some, you know, common conversation, some daily conversation. So try using this phrase when you just want to show that you can speak English. Because a lot of times I hear people say, I'm sorry, I don't speak any English, when they actually do speak some English, but, you know, they don't believe in themselves and they have probably lower self-esteem and they just prefer to say, oh, sorry, I don't speak any English, because they just don't want to try. However, I suggest that you guys say I'm learning English instead of I don't speak any English, because when you say I'm learning English, you will show, like I already said, you will show that you want to improve, that you can speak some English, that you're not a total beginner. So overall, that would be good. That would be a good comment about your English. And please don't say that your English is bad. Don't say that you don't speak any English, because this is actually absurd. When you say I don't speak English, you say it in English. So how is that possible that you don't speak any English and yet you say something in English to me? So yeah. So be like, just have more confidence in yourself. Yeah, just have more belief in yourself. Okay, expression number, phrase number six, I don't understand. I don't understand is a good phrase, and you should use it if you really don't understand something. A lot of times when you have a conversation in English and you didn't understand, you don't understand something, you are afraid or maybe you are embarrassed to admit it. And you just don't say anything, and the conversation continues, and now you're completely lost. That is why I recommend that you admit that you don't understand when you don't get something. And if you don't understand something, phrase number seven, what you can say, you can ask the person to repeat. So my favorite phrase is, could you say that again? Could you say that again? First, you can say, I'm sorry, I did not understand. Could you say that again? Some people also say, could you repeat that, please? You can say that. I prefer to use the phrase, could you say that again? Because when you say, could you repeat that? Repeat means that the other person has to use the same words as they already used. When you say, can you say that again? It kind of has an idea that the person is going to rephrase the sentence so that you can understand it. Because you might have failed to understand because the language was too complex, or maybe there was some background noise, or you might have been just distracted. So yeah. All right, another phrase that I would like you to use when you don't understand someone: can you speak slower? Can you speak or can you talk slower? Yeah, oftentimes native speakers can talk very, very fast, right? And for an English learner, it may be very hard to understand. That is why don't be shy. Ask the speaker to slow down. So you can say, could you please speak slower? Or you can also say, could you slow down, please? Slow down also means to speak slower. Okay, next phrase. And now this phrase, I would like you to be all ears here. And when you don't know the meaning of a word, for example, you don't know the meaning of a phrase, how can you ask about that? What does something mean? This is what you say. What does something mean? For example, let's say you don't know the word font, right? And you say, what does font mean? What does font mean? Instead of font, you can use any other word. For example, I don't know, you can say, what does UX design mean, for example, right? So please remember how to form this question. What does the word that you don't know mean? And then when you want to answer this, you can say it means this and that, right? Another phrase, what do you mean? Right. What do you mean is also the phrase that you would have to ask if you don't understand something, right? So this is another way to ask that you don't understand something. What do you mean, right? And the person is going to give you more information about what they just said. Okay. Another phrase that may be confusing for some English learners is, what do you do? The thing is that sometimes when I ask this question, I hear totally irrelevant answer. So for example, I ask the person, what do you do? And they start and they answer something like, oh, nothing, I'm just resting. Or, I don't know, nothing much. It's actually wrong, because the question, what do you do, asks about your job, about your occupation, and not what you do, what your hobby is, or what you do now, or what you're doing now, or what you like typically do. So when they ask you, what do? You should say, I'm an English teacher, for example, or I'm a software engineer, or I'm a housewife, for example, right? Yeah, so what do you do is the question about your job or occupation and not about your hobby or your like daily activity. If you want to ask about hobbies, then you should say, what do you like doing in your free time? Or what do you enjoy doing in your free time? Right. So you can ask this question, but it's different. You see, what do you do? That's it. It's about a job. And what do you like doing or what do you enjoy doing? And my final phrase for today is I am about to. I know, I mean, native speakers use this word, this phrase a lot. And this phrase is used when you are going to do something or you're going to start doing something. For example, let's say I called you and you're about to leave the apartment and you tell me, Anna, sorry, I can't talk. I'm about to leave house. I'm about to leave house. It means that you are all dressed up, for example, right? You have maybe your shoes on already and you're ready to leave your house. So you say, I am about to leave the house. So you say, I am about to do something when you are going to do something very, very soon or just about now. You can also say you can also hear in movies this phrase a lot, and in movies they can also say I'm just about. It means that I'm doing it, I'm almost doing it right now. So I'm just about to do it. Yeah. So guys, I am just about to wrap up my podcast. And yeah, you see how I use that, right? So I'm just about to wrap up my podcast and do another task that I have. All right, so this is what I wanted to share with you. I hope those 14 phrases will be handy and useful next time you have a conversation in English. And of course, if you have any other favorite phrases that you use daily in English, please let me know.